I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's overcast, 35 degrees, KSL's top story. An outing to get a burger at the In-N-Out in West Valley ended up with someone being charged with aggravated assault. Police say the suspect threatened two people with a hatchet. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
This reportedly started after a woman cut in front of a man in the In-N-Out drive-thru line in West Valley.
They, of course, are not happy that somebody just jumped the line with their car, so they honked their horn and flashed their lights.
The probable cause statement says the woman called her boyfriend, Damian Hallett, who reportedly raced to the restaurant, started punching and elbowing the windows of the victim's truck, then smashed the passenger window with a hatchet. Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says Hallett threatened to kill the people inside.
He broke the window, noticed his hand was bleeding, and pointed the hatchet at the victim and say it'll be your blood next.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Chilling. A Utah Highway Patrol trooper had a close call on the freeway this morning. UHP is telling us the trooper was getting flares out of his trunk on the side of I-80. This was up Parley's Canyon when his cruiser was sideswiped by a pickup truck. Light snow is expected tonight, mostly in the mountains. Tomorrow starts off with a chance of rain and snow. Then the southern wind will move on in and warm things up. The last few days of snow have bumped up the avalanche danger, though. The Utah Avalanche Center says there's considerable danger in the mountains for Logan and in most of the Uinta and Wasatch ranges, so be very careful in the backcountry. The president says we can't wait any longer to address the climate crisis. Maria Chaleos is live at the story at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Biden signing a series of executive orders. He says they will set new emission standards and help communities hit hard by unclean air and water. The president says climate change is even having an impact on the pandemic.
Multiple studies have shown that air pollution is associated with an increased risk of death from COVID-19.
His orders also promote the retraining of workers who once relied on jobs in the oil and coal industries. His climate advisor, Gina McCarthy, says focusing on the climate is a great place to create lots of union jobs.
We're going to do that in a way that will produce millions of American jobs that are going to be good paying.
Republicans say they are disappointed that the president halted production of the Keystone XL pipeline and say it will leave thousands of union workers unemployed. Republican Congressman Tom Rice today speaking to ABC TV's Myrtle Beach affiliate about his experience at the Capitol building on January 6th.
I'm convinced these people outside, tens of thousands shouting, hang Mike Pence, if they'd have gotten their hands on Mike Pence, they would have killed him. I'm convinced of that.
The Department of Homeland Security warning today that domestic extremists have been inspired by that attack at the Capitol. The government warns that extremists have targeted those with opposing views regarding issues such as COVID-19 restrictions, the 2020 election results, immigration, and police use of force. Carmaker Fiat Chrysler has accepted a plea deal in a corruption scandal with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Michigan. U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider says the system works.
And people who commit crimes, they don't get away with them. And when you are a corrupt public official, as this office has shown for decades, we're going to follow that trail and bring you to justice.
The company is agreeing to plead guilty and pay a $30 million fine. That after it was proven that company representatives paid millions to union officials in exchange for a better outcome during labor negotiations. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
An old Shopko in Spanish Fork is now a mass vaccination clinic. Utah County health officials were able to transform the space with the help of emergency management.
They had to remove all of the shelving units. They had to clean the floors, replace ceiling tiles, lights.
Peter Quittner, Utah County emergency manager, says the 40,000-square-foot building also provides adequate space for social distancing. In Salt Lake County, there are now two mobile health centers to help anyone who can't travel to get the vaccine. County Human Services Director Karen Crompton says they're trying to find the most vulnerable seniors in the county.
Many people face barriers when trying to access public health services. These two new mobile health centers will help us remove some of those barriers.
The mobile units can be converted to handle mass vaccination events if needed, but for now, they'll be used to find specific people in need. The Biden administration's COVID advisory board is updating how many variants are now in the U.S. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says there have been a number of cases across multiple states of a COVID-19 variant first discovered in the UK.
308 cases of B117 variant that originated from the UK have been confirmed in 26 states as of January 26.
She also says the U.S. has now seen its first case of a variant from Brazil in a case in Minnesota, and that there have been no detected cases of a South African variant. These variants of COVID-19 are thought to be more transmissible and could lead to higher case numbers. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Utah has only one reported patient with the U.K. version of the variant, but they don't check every coronavirus case. KSL News Time, 5:36. So, Ricky, how's your afternoon, evening, whatever this is?
It's been nice and quiet, pretty light traffic, although we do have a crash on northbound I-15 in Kaysville. It's out of traffic on the shoulder. And then downtown drivers watch for a crash at 7th South and 9th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
On the way, an even fresher Prince of Bel Air. My minute of news is on the way next. Stay right here.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.